That number again is
877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. It's time for What You Want to Know Wednesday.
What you want.
You want.
I get the money with the money that you want.
Candace, what you want to know? Just kidding. What we do, Candace, on Wednesdays, we talk to people like you. You got a situation, you need answers. So you come to us, the four of us. We team up together like the Avengers, and we try to get answers for you. So you tell us what's going on in your world. We're going to call people. We're going to get you answers. We're like the lazy Avengers. We do it all by phone.
As we're sitting down.
We're not going anywhere. We're going to call for you. We're going to make calls to you. What's up, Candace?
So I have a pretty big family, and I have a lot of cousins, and they're all the same age as me. And when we get together for like holidays and weddings and all that stuff, like we all have a lot of fun together and hang out. But I've noticed that like five of my cousins always hang out together on the weekend, and I go out with my friends and stuff too, and like get drunk, and so they know that I'm like fun at least, and they've seen it. And like we all get drunk together all the time, so like I find it really annoying. They never ask me to go out with them. They never invite me.
Do they think maybe that you already have like your group of friends, so they don't want to like take you away from them?
I guess it could be that, but I feel like we hang out all. It could be that totally. But I just think it's like odd. I don't know. Like we hang out and we have a great time when we're all at weddings and stuff like that. And then they've never invited me. And it's literally all of my cousins. It's not like there's one other person that's left out. It's just me.
And there's no drama at all, like from the past that you can think of?
No. Not that I can think of, no. I mean, like, unless like something that I did that I have no idea about. But yeah.
What kind of drunk person are you?
I'm a fun drunk. I'm a good time drunk. We've never had like any sort of problems when we've all been drunk together. So I don't think it would be anything like that. You know what I mean? That's what you're getting.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like a blackout drunk. Because you know people that blackout tent, they think that they're fun drunks, and yet they have to be like carried out and like tucked in bed and whatnot. Or do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you survive the night?
I survive the night.
Okay. Good.
Are you Virgo?
Yeah. I am.
Wow. Oh. I mean, because like I've learned to accept like a lot of times. I can't tell you how many times my sister has called me and she was at a family reunion. She'll send me pictures. I'm like, oh, that's great. Who's that? Oh, that's your cousin. And all the time. And I have my uncle will come through town. He'll post pictures on Facebook in the town that I'm in. Then he'll post pictures at Disneyland. He'll post pictures. He'll be doing all kinds of stuff. Never invite me. I have friends. I was just talking to a buddy of mine 3 days ago. Yeah. On Friday. Yeah, it was on Friday. He was in my town. And he was like, I was in your town not that long ago. And I was like, oh, man, that's great. Where'd you go? Like, didn't call me.
They know.
He was in my wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Because you're the first one to say you don't want to go anywhere.
Right. And I like the fact that they came to town and they told me about it later. That's pressure on me. But that's me. You're the one having a problem with it. Like, I don't have a problem with it. So you have a problem with it. And yet you are a Virgo. You need to get to know your true self and know that deep down inside, you're really okay with it. So which cousin are we calling to find out?
Ashlyn.
Oh, Ashlyn. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to call your cousin and we're going to say, okay, how come you're not inviting Candace to all your functions, your get-togethers?
Yeah.
All right. Any ideas how we get that out? I mean, how do we get cousins to... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you called my cousins and you brought me up, they'd probably say, who?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, they clearly spent a lot of time with each other. If, you know, they just saw each other 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Family. So, we can talk about cousin drama. Yeah, I feel like everyone has cousin drama. And maybe we ask them if they have any cousins they don't like.
All right. All right,
no,
Candace.
I have one.
You do? Oh, yeah, you got that one.
I have one.
Right. We still don't talk
you got
to
cousin
her.
Drama, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She used my pictures to catfish.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's the
best.
That
was crazy. Yep.
That's so nuts.
She's still blocked on everything. Facebook,
that's so
Instagram.
Nuts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My mom and my sister went to confront her.
And what happened?
They just like sat her down and they talked to her and they told her she'd better never do that again. And they just kind of went off on her. This was when I was in high school when this happened. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Haven't seen her since.
So you think Candace might be using her cousin's picture to catfish somebody?
Are you doing that, Candace? Because that would be grounds to not invite you.
Yeah. She's like, I don't see the problem.
She's like, that is so drink. Nuts, man.
I know. So I know. And she stayed logged on. She was using my tia's computer. Like, they live in Mexico. And she stayed logged on. And that's how we found out. Because my tia went to try to go log on to her Facebook. And she saw my pictures and everything. She was, like, talking to old men.
Yeah.
Multiple guys.
That's so even crazy. Her mom threw her under the bus, turned her in?
No, it was her tia. Yeah, it was another tia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Candace, hold on the line. We'll get Ashlyn on the phone to find out why you're being uninvited or not even invited at all to certain events. All right, so chill. What you want to know Wednesday continues next. John Jay and Rich. All right, we're in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday. So Candace has found out that her cousins, and she's close with her cousins, that they go out quite a bit and they don't invite her. Like, they'll go to a wedding, everybody gets together, gets all excited, and say, hey, let's go out sometime. And then she finds out that her cousins go out without her, and she wants to know why. And how many cousins are we talking about, Candace?
Five.
All right, so we're going to call Ashlyn and find out why you're not invited. So we all got to get clever here, because I got to figure out how to just, you know what I mean, get in it. Because people treat cousins like you're their best friend. So if you just forget about the cousin part,
yeah,
right, just kind of go at it like you're friends.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, is Ashlyn available?
This is her.
Hey, Ashlyn, good morning. This is the John Jay and Rich radio show calling. We wanted to see if we can talk to you on air for a second, if that's okay.
Oh, wow. Sure.
Ashlyn?
Hello?
Hi. What's it like right now going out in public? Like, do you have to wear masks? Do you not wear masks? Are you out in groups of people, not groups of people?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't wear them, but I still do.
Well, we were on your social media, and we saw you with a bunch of people, and I was just curious to who those people were.
Oh, my gosh. you probably saw me with my cousins.
Aha! Your cousins.
She's probably like, what is going on?
I know. This must be very confusing for you, Ashlyn.
Are you close with your cousins? We're actually just talking about this because I don't get together with my cousins very often. In fact, once every 10 years or so. I talk to them on Instagram quite a bit, though. So you're out with your cousins. Would you say your cousins are like your friends, or are they more like, those are my cousins and I have my friends?
They're kind of like my friends, to be honest. I mean, they're definitely, you know, still family, but we go out like just like girlfriends, basically.
Isn't there a cousin that you're leaving out of the group?
A cousin that I'm leaving out of the group?
Yes, there is a cousin you're leaving out of the group, and that's what I'm getting at. That's actually why we're calling you. Don't you think it's weird that I call you and start asking about people, your cousins? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
We're calling you about Candace, your cousin Candace.
Oh, okay.
Candace actually sent us those pictures of you and your other cousins. And Candace is like, can you find out why I wasn't invited to that little get-together for us? And we're like, we don't know how to do that. So we just kind of thought we'd call you and just ask you point blank about Candace and how come she hasn't been invited to a couple of your little get-togethers.
Oh my God.
I know. She's hurt, so we thought we'd call and represent her a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you can tell us, and then we'll let her down or not down. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I love Candace. She's my cousin. This is really weird. But, I don't know. We just don't hang out just naturally. I don't know. I just never think that like she's gonna want to hang out, so we don't call her. I don't know. It's really not like anything.
Okay, so it's nothing crazy to do with the masks, right? Because she doesn't like to wear masks.
No. I mean, some of my friends don't, so it's like whatever.
Okay, because she was thought she's an anti-masker. You're not. Okay, so.
Oh.
Okay, so the mask thing's not the issue. It's because you think, because if you invite her, she won't go.
Yeah, I think it's just like we don't really hang out that much, and if I invite her, she wouldn't go. So it's like, I don't know, I just never think about it.
You know what's funny is that when I started talking to her, I said, are you a Virgo? Because to me, I'm a Virgo, and that's very much a Virgo trait, in my opinion. Like, there was a point where I wanted to be invited, but I never wanted to go. now I don't want to be invited and I don't want to go.
You don't get offended anymore.
The evolution of a Virgo. Uh-huh. Maybe. So I'm wondering if that's the case with her. So she wants to be invited at this point, but she won't go. And you're sick and tired of inviting her and having her not go.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Like, I just don't think, if I called her, she would just probably think it was weird. Like, oh, yeah, okay, well, I'm busy, you know, like, we don't hang out. This is kind of, you know, I don't know. She'd probably just, I just don't think of it because I really don't think she would come.
Well, hold on a second. Candace, fit in your mouth, Rich.
Come on, Jay. Stop. I knew you couldn't resist.
I know. No
You're
way.
The worst.
There was no
I can't
way.
Believe we got this far. You want to know Wednesday? Until we got to that. Now.
Anyway, Candace is on the phone with us. She's eavesdropping.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Hey, Ashlyn. It's Candace. I just, you clearly can't tell me that you don't invite me because I won't show up. I mean, I just don't believe that because, like, how would you even know that? And, like, you've never invited me to hang out.
Candace, this is what you're doing?
I just find it so frustrating that you guys never invite me to hang out. It, like, honestly hurts my feelings that everyone has a good relationship with one another but me. So I just don't.
Like I said, it makes no sense to invite you anywhere when you probably aren't going to come. And, well, I mean, plus you and your mom are really close, and we don't want our aunt to know what we do on the weekends, to be honest.
Oh.
You can't be serious right now.
Why?
Oh. Candace is a chatty Cathy.
Candace.
I know that my mom is the definition of drama, but that doesn't mean that I am. I, like, don't want her to know what I do on the weekends either. Like, I don't want her to know I'm drunk and stuff.
I mean, if we're being honest here, it's because none of us want to be, like, the talk of the family. You know, Aunt Mindy's always, like, wanting to gossip, and the last thing we want is for everyone in the family to know that, like, we got too drunk at the bars. So, I don't know.
I mean, I honestly don't blame you, but, like, please don't think that I'm going to, like, that I'm, like, a kid and I'm going to go run and tell my mom everything. Like, I want to hang out with you guys. I want to hang out with my cousins, and Aww. It just makes me, like, silly and feel jealous and silly and all that stuff because I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. I'm so sorry for making you feel left out. We just kind of put you in the same category as Aunt Mindy. And I guess we shouldn't have done that. I will 100% let you know when we get together. But, you know, the phone does work both ways. So you have to reach out to us too.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird now when you do get invited and you go meet him outside and you're sitting there talking. You're going to be there knowing that you were invited because you were on the radio.
Oh, it's better than ignoring
the radio.
It's only awkward if you make it awkward.
Yeah.
You could even, like, you know, break the ice. Be like, I'm not texting Aunt Mindy.
Mm. For sure.
I'm not texting my mom.
Or you can never get together with your cousins again.
You know, it's still family, so you're good.
It's better for them to have, like, a little bit of awkwardness than never hanging out with your cousin. You don't want to live life and look back and be like, man, I should have said something.
Yeah, exactly.
My cousin invited me to go stay at his house. He's got a beautiful house on the beach, right, in Mexico. My cousin, Tony.
Tony.
And I never responded.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. No.
The beach? That sounds nice.
I know.
Why wouldn't you want to go that? Why? That sounds great.
Because I can't imagine sitting there having to talk to him for 3 or 4 days.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's your cousin.
And having to talk to his wife and his kids and whatever life they're going through and having to know
we need to
get
have
caught up.
Some breakdown sessions on what family does together.
I literally don't want to get caught up with his in his life. I just don't.
How does anyone deal with
that? That is 100% true.
No, I believe
I haven't seen him in a long time. I'm good.
So, wait, now, will he, because he invited you and you didn't respond, will he not talk to you for a long time?
I don't know.
Because he's going to be kind of pissed off?
I haven't talked to him in a long time anyway.
And you're okay with
so,
that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are.
I think the invite was through another cousin, too. It was a group text or something. I don't even know. But it just made me think about all this. This whole segment is bringing up all kinds of memories.
all the times you've ghosted your cousins.
Yeah, all the times, yeah. So Candace, Ashlyn, you guys reconnected. You guys communicate. And she will get invited next time. Right, Ashlyn?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
All right. Rich, was that a yes or no?
It was a absolutely.
It was? So this can fit in your mind.
Oh, okay. My gosh. You guys.
All right. All right. It's What You Want to Know Wednesday. John Jay and Rich.